Welcome to the Security Nexus Deep Dive. We're your guides to understanding the complex world of national security and the technology shaping it. You can find more insights and resources over at thesecuritynexus.net. Just so you know, we're a Maryland-based national security consultancy. We specialize in strategic advisory, education, public engagement. Really, our mission is to inform and empower folks through clear, actionable knowledge. Today, we're diving into something we're calling JAMMED, the new GPS battlefield. It's this invisible fight, really, that affects, well, almost everything, from the food on your table to global travel safety. We're talking about the battle against GNSS jamming and spoofing, you know, global navigation satellite systems, GPS, Galileo, Beidou, those things. They're everywhere, not just car navigation, but critical infrastructure, precision farming. But what happens when these vital signals get attacked?
It's truly fascinating and maybe a bit scary how deeply integrated these systems are, often completely invisible to us day to day. And that means, consequently, how vulnerable we become when they're compromised. So our mission today is to unpack these threats, jamming, spoofing, and look at the really ingenious ways science and engineering are fighting back. We've pulled together insights from, dozens of leading experts to really get to the bottom of this. People like Yanfeng Hu, Feixu Wang, Xiaomei Tang, Yu Wang, Jinming Hao, Weiping Liu, Xian Wang, Kyle Wesson, Jason Gross, Junzi Li, Xianwei Zhu, Akuma Rustamov, Alex Mineta, Fabio Dovis, Gray Xingqin Gao, Mateus Gamini, Mingquan Liu, Nobuaki Kubo, Zhu Jian Cao, Yang Li Wei Jiang, Baijin Kai, Jian Wang, Jiaqi Zhang, Heilam Xu, and Ji Jun Wu, their research forms the backbone of this deep dive.
Okay, let's unpack this. So think about it. A world without reliable GPS, not just, you know, your phone map failing. We're talking critical infrastructure, financial markets needing precise time, even, as you said, farming. It's that deeply embedded. For you listening, it means that accurate real-time location and time you expect instantly. It guides planes, ships, syncs communications. It powers so much modern tech.
Exactly. And if we zoom out a bit, look at the bigger picture, power grids rely on it for timing synchronization, transportation, obviously, for positioning, and the future, autonomous trains, cars, drones, all heavily dependent. It highlights this profound, often unseen dependency. But, and this is the crucial part, this ubiquity comes with a massive vulnerability. Civil GNSS signals are incredibly weak. Think about it. They travel thousands of miles. They're also open access, and their structure is known almost perfectly predictable. That openness allowed for widespread adoption, which is great, but it also, unfortunately, invites forgery. It makes them easy to mimic or attack.
So what does that actually mean for us day to day or for critical systems? It means receivers can be tricked, right? Mm-hmm. Tricked into reporting hazardously misleading position or time, as the research puts it. And this isn't just theory, is it? It's happening now.
Oh, absolutely. It's very real.
Like, think about those military incidents. Iran supposedly spoofing that USRQ-170 drone back in 2011, and then a Scanning Eagle drone in 2012, making them land in Iran. Or reports of U.S. Navy boats being led into Iranian waters in 2016. That's serious.
Very serious strategic implication.
And on the civilian side, it gets murky too. There was speculation around Flight MH370's disappearance in 2014, right? Some experts suggested interference, or maybe more concretely, those 50-plus GPS interference incidents at Manila Airport in just 3 months in 2016. That's a lot.
It really is.
And then that tanker, the Atria, in 2017 near the Black Sea, spoofed to show it was miles inland at an airport, along with, 20 other ships nearby?
Mm-hmm. A coordinated or widespread effect, rare. Clearly.
Even things like Tesla's autopilot feature being vulnerable, discovered in 2019, causing sudden slowdowns because of spoofing. And we know drug traffickers use jamming against Border Patrol drones.
Right. And it's not always malicious actors causing the problem. Sometimes it's, accidental. Like in 2012, North Korea's jamming tests apparently affected over 300 civilian flights in South Korea. Just collateral damage, almost.
Wow.
Or even back in 2007, two U.S. Navy ships accidentally jammed GPFIS over a big chunk of San Diego during some kind of experiment. So these incidents really underscore that the vulnerability is systemic. It's inherent in the technology's openness and weakness.
Okay, so it feels like this constant sort of invisible battle happening. How do these attacks actually work? What's the real difference between jamming and spoofing? And you mentioned one is maybe more insidious. Why is that?
That's a really important distinction to make. Both disrupt GNSS, obviously, but their methods and, critically, their effects are quite different. Jamming attacks are generally simpler, kind of the brute force method. A jammer just blasts out high-power radio noise on the same frequencies the satellites use. The goal is simply to overwhelm those faint satellite signals, like shouting in a quiet library so you can't hear someone whispering.
Okay, so just
drowning out the real signal with noise.
Exactly. And these are pretty easy to build or buy. You can find low-cost personal privacy devices, or PPDs, online. Sometimes criminal gangs use them to block anti-theft trackers and vehicles they've stolen.
Right.
The impact is straightforward. The receiver's signal quality, what we call the carrier-to-noise ratio, or CN0, drops drastically. It might lose lock on some satellites, or if the jamming is strong enough, it just completely loses its position and fix. It goes unlock.
Denial of service, basically.
Precisely. Denial of service. Spoofing, though. Spoofing is much more sophisticated, and potentially far more damaging because it aims to mislead, not just deny. With spoofing, the attacker generates counterfeit GNSS signals. They carefully craft fake signals that mimic the real satellite data. The goal is to trick the receiver into calculating a false position or time without the receiver necessarily realizing it's being fooled.
So instead of just noise, it's feeding the receiver believable lies. That sounds much harder to pull off.
It is. There are different ways to do it. One simpler type is called replay spoofing, or RSA. Here, the attacker just records a real satellite signal, maybe delays it slightly, boosts the power maybe, and then retransmits it to the target. The forwarded signal looks almost identical to the real one, just, you know, messed with a bit in time and amplitude. This causes errors in the receiver's calculation.
Okay, like an echo that confuses things.
Kind of. Then there are more advanced methods, generating completely synthetic signals from scratch. There are even things like nulling attacks designed to cancel out parts of the authentic signal, or cooperative interference attacks that specifically target the receiver's own anti-spoofing checks, like RAIM.
Okay, now you said spoofing is more insidious. Why is it so much harder to detect than that brute force jamming?
Yeah, this is where it gets really clever, or dangerous, depending on your perspective. It boils down to what researchers call a power distortion trade-off. See, for a spoofing signal to reliably capture the receiver's tracking mechanism, it usually needs to be just a little bit stronger than the authentic signal. Maybe around 0.4 decibels, not much.
Just enough to take over.
Right. But here's the catch. If it's too powerful, it risks triggering alarms on the receiver. Many receivers monitor the incoming signal power.
It's so too strong, and it gives itself away.
Exactly. A smart spoofer aims for stealth. They try to make their fake signals very close in power to the real ones. Sometimes they even try to keep the spoofing signal below the background noise level initially, making detection incredibly difficult. In those cases, if the receiver doesn't see a big jump in power, the spoofing signal might just look like a normal, maybe slightly distorted satellite signal. It hides in plain sight.
Wow, that is insidious. It's designed to be overlooked.
Precisely. And linking this back to the real world, these attacks aren't just theoretical exercises. They hit critical sectors hard. Aviation and shipping, for instance.
Yeah.
That Atria tanker incident is a perfect example of spoofing causing a ship to think it's miles away from its true location.
A major safety risk.
Absolutely. Or the jamming in South Korea affecting hundreds of flights. That's a massive disruption with clear safety implications. Safety of life systems are at risk.
And for military operations, those drone incidents show how adversaries can use this strategically, redirecting assets, causing mission failure.
Definitely. But it's not just planes and ships and drones. Think about railways. Next-generation train control systems, like in Europe using Galileo or in China using Beidou, rely heavily on GNSS for knowing exactly where trains are, especially for autonomous operations.
Precision is key there.
And even low-cost jammers pose a huge threat to the availability and reliability of those systems. A wrong position could be catastrophic.
I hadn't even thought much about trains. And agriculture, too.
Yeah, it's often overlooked, but modern precision agriculture depends heavily on GNSS, guiding autonomous tractors for planting, spraying, harvesting.
Okay.
A spoofed or jammed signal there could mean misapplied fertilizer, damaged crops, significant financial losses for farmers. It hits the food supply chain.
So across the board, our reliance is growing and the stakes are getting higher. It really drives home the need for, what did you call it? Resilience.
Exactly. Resilience. It's not just about preventing attacks because maybe you can't always prevent them. It's about the ability to prepare for them, adapt, withstand the disruption, and recover quickly.
That makes sense. Mm. It's like cybersecurity. You need defenses, but you also need a plan for when something gets through.
Precisely. It's a multi-layered approach.
So given these stakes, how do we fight back? What are the cutting-edge solutions engineers and scientists are working on? You mentioned multiple layers.
Right. No single technique is a magic bullet, but combining different approaches creates much more robust systems. One major area is using antenna arrays and special filtering.
Okay. What does that involve?
Instead of just one antenna grabbing signals from all directions, you use multiple antenna elements working together. This lets the receiver electronically steer its sensitivity. Think of it like cupping your hand to your ear to hear better in one direction.
Oh, yeah.
Researchers like Yanfeng Hu and Jackie Zhang have done significant work here. The array can create nulls, essentially blind spots pointed directly at jamming signals. It makes the receiver deaf to that specific interference source.
So it just ignores the jammer?
Pretty much. And at the same time, it can form beams, areas of enhanced sensitivity, pointed towards the actual satellites. So it tunes out the bad, tunes in the good.
That sounds really smart, like noise-canceling headphones for GPS.
That's a great analogy. And there are some really advanced versions. Jiaqi Zhang and colleagues proposed a cool two-stage steam. First, it deals with any really strong jamming signals. Then, it uses a unique property of GNSS signals their repeating patterns, called cyclostationarity, to build a special filter. This filter is incredibly good at removing noise and detecting even faint spoofing signals that might have slipped through the first stage. Then it uses beamforming to lock onto the real satellites.
Wow.
Their simulations showed it could detect spoofing with over 99% probability once the fake signal's power matched the real one. Really effective.
Okay, so manipulating the physical reception, what else?
Another key strategy is inertial aiding and sensor fusion. Basically, building in redundancy. Don't rely only on GNSS.
Right, have a backup plan.
Exactly. If the GNSS signal gets compromised, an inertial navigation system, or INS, can take over, at least temporarily. An INS uses onboard sensors, accelerometers, and gyroscopes to track movement and orientation internally without external signals.
Like the systems used in submarines or missiles.
Similar principles, yes. Grace Jingxing Gao's research highlights how tightly coupling the INS and GNSS receivers makes the whole system much more robust. It can keep working even with pretty strong interference because the INS provides a continuous estimate of position that helps the GNSS parts stay locked or reacquire signals faster.
So they help each other out.
Mm-hmm. And for things like those railways we mentioned, Zhuozhen Cao and his team came up with a clever, resilient solution. They use that tight GNSS-INS coupling, but crucially, without needing expensive changes to the existing train GNSS receivers. They integrated data from other sensors already on the train, like odometers tracking wheel rotation and detailed digital track maps.
Using what's already there. Smart.
Yeah, very. And here's a really interesting part. They developed a deep learning AI model. It uses techniques like LSTM and attention layers, fancy AI stuff, to analyze patterns in the GNSS data. Number of satellites visible, signal quality discrepancies, and it learns to classify the jamming level low, intermediate high, or even fail.
So the AI figures out how bad the interference is.
Yes. And based on that classification, the system can dynamically switch. If GNSS is good, it uses GNSIN. If GNSS is heavily jammed, it intelligently switches to relying more on the INS, odometer, and track map data to maintain accurate positioning.
That's incredibly adaptive. Using AI to manage the different sensor inputs based on the threat level.
It's a great example of integrated resilience.
Okay, so we have antenna tech, sensor fusion. What about tackling the signal itself? Processing it differently.
Absolutely. That falls under advanced signal processing and authentication techniques. Grace Jingxiang also discusses things like time frequency filtering. This involves techniques like pulse blanking, basically snipping out short bursts of interference, or using adaptive notch filters that lock onto and remove narrowband jamming signals from the data stream itself.
Filtering the data after it's received.
Right. There's also vector tracking. This is a more advanced receiver design where instead of tracking each satellite signal independently, all the channels are coupled together. The receiver jointly estimates position, velocity, and time using all satellite data simultaneously. This makes it inherently more robust to losing lock on individual satellites due to interference.
More holistic processing.
Exactly. And AI is showing up here too. Junzi Li and his team explored using generative adversarial networks for spoofing detection.
Jane's, those are the AIs that sort of compete against each other to get better, right? Mm.
That's the basic idea. One part generates fakes, the other tries to detect them. They found JANs could be slightly better than other AI methods, like CNNs, at detecting really subtle spoofing, where the fake signal is almost perfectly synchronized with the real one. Those are the hardest to catch.
Teaching AI to spot the best liars.
Pretty much. And then there's work like Kyle Wesson and Jason Gross's power and distortion monitoring detector. It simultaneously watches the overall signal power and looks for subtle distortions in the shape of the correlation peak. That's a key part of how receivers lock onto signals. It's particularly good at catching spoofing right at the beginning, during the initial carry-off phase when the spoofer is trying to take control.
So looking for subtle fingerprints of the attack.
Yes. And get even your smartphone could be part of the solution.
Really?
Akmal Rustamov, Alex Minetto, and Fabio Dovis did some fascinating work, showing that if you process the raw GNSS measurement data available on many Android phones, you can find a unique statistical signature of spoofing. Specifically, they found that the way the signal strengths, CN0, from different satellites fluctuate over time becomes unusually correlated when a single spoofer is generating all the signals.
Ah, because they're all coming from one fake source instead of multiple real satellites.
Exactly. And this pattern emerges within just a few seconds, allowing for rapid detection using just the phone's own capabilities. They tested it on 18 different Android devices successfully.
That's incredible. Crowdsourced defense, almost.
In a way. And finally, there's the whole area of cryptography, what Zijun Wu's survey calls data-level anti-spoofing. This involves things like navigation message authentication, NMA, or spreading code encryption, SCE, essentially digitally signing or encrypting parts of the GNSS signal so the receiver can mathematically verify its authenticity, like a digital watermark.
So the receiver can check if the signal is legit.
Right. These methods are very effective against many spoofing attacks where the attacker generates the signal from scratch. But they can struggle with those replay attacks we mentioned earlier because the replayed signal still carries the original valid cryptographic signature, just delayed. Or sometimes the hardware requirements are quite high.
So again, no single perfect solution. Layers are key.
Layers are absolutely key.
Okay, so looking ahead, what does this all mean for the future? You said it's an evolving fight. What are the next big challenges or frontiers in this GNSS battlefield?
Well, it really underscores that this is dynamic. Attackers learn, defenses adapt, attackers find new ways. It's constant. Research by Yuang and her team use game theory to model this back and forth to evaluate how effective spoofing and jamming might be under different strategies. It highlights that both attackers and defenders are making decisions in a complex, uncertain environment. Their field tests, for instance, showed real-world spoofing could succeed around 83% of the time under certain conditions, stressing the need for robust, adaptive defenses and evaluation methods.
So we need defenses that can think like the attacker.
In a sense, yes. Defenses that are dynamic and predictive. Another big challenge is bridging that gap between the lab and the real world. Many advanced techniques, like that JAN-based detection, work great in simulations. But optimizing them and implementing them efficiently in actual low-cost receiver hardware for real-world use, that's a significant engineering hurdle.
Yeah, I can imagine. Cost and complexity must be huge factors, right?
Right.
Especially for putting this stuff in every smartphone or every train.
Absolutely huge. You can have the best technique in the world, but if it's too expensive or too power-hungry for mass deployment, its impact is limited. That's why the trend is strongly towards these integrated solutions, combining the strengths of different methods, antennas, sensor fusion, signal processing, maybe some basic authentication tailored to the specific application's needs and cost constraints. That railway example, using existing sensors smartly with AI, is a prime case. High resilience without ripping out and replacing everything.
Finding clever ways to use what's available.
Precisely. And ultimately, the goal goes beyond just detecting or mitigating an attack. The real future focus is on integrity.
Integrity. Yeah.
Meaning the system's ability to provide timely warnings to the user if its position or time data is unreliable, whether it's due to an attack or just poor signal conditions or a system fault. Preventing the user from unknowingly acting on bad information, that's the ultimate safeguard. Knowing when you can't trust the system is almost as important as the system working correctly.
Right. Trust, but verify, and know when not to trust at all. Okay, as we wrap up this deep dive, it's really clear just how profoundly we rely on these invisible satellite signals and the threats against them spoofing, jamming. They're sophisticated, they're evolving, and they're happening right now. This invisible battle for location and time is critical. It really does feel like a constant arms race.
It absolutely is. But, you know, what's also clear is the sheer ingenuity being applied to defend against these threats. Multi-antenna arrays that sculpt reception, AI learning to spot the fakes, clever sensor fusion providing backups. It's really impressive. These aren't just abstract technical solutions. They're becoming essential safeguards for aviation, shipping, finance, infrastructure, our whole interconnected world, really.
So a final thought, maybe. What new unseen threats might be lurking out there? And how will this deep and growing reliance on invisible signals continue to shape our security, our society, our future? Something for all of us to think about. That's all for this deep dive from the Security Nexus. You can find more information, resources, and explore our work over at thesecuritynexus.net. Please join us next time for another deep dive into the complex world of national security.